You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
For the cheeseheads who want it fresh and the ones who think Lambeau is a cathedral, this is Pax What She Said. Now, here's Perry Goldstein and Maggie Loney.
This week, we came up with kind of what we think is a fun game to play. Now that the Packers have been kind of quiet, made their two splashes in free agency, brought back some of their own guys, and then nothing else really happened. This was really a slow week in free agency, not a lot of additional moves. I think the first week really wrapped everyone up, and now we're just seeing the little trickle effect. So Packers quiet this week, didn't make any additional moves, which means that we are going to play Red Light, Green Light. And some of you probably played that as a kid. This obviously is a little bit different. The version that we're going with for the sake of the episode is which positions get the green light to go into the 2024 season as is, and which positions get a red light where we think they should stop and reevaluate and add some pieces to the room. And obviously we're doing this before the draft because we expect them to make changes, right? The roster is not what it is. It's not standing going into the season, but as we start talking about the draft in the coming weeks and looking at positions of need, we thought this exercise would help us clarify that. So Perry, how you doing?
I'm good. Today we're recording on Thursday. It is really my Friday. I have a long weekend, so I'm feeling great.
Nice. Well, let's start with quarterbacks, right? I think we both are going to be in agreement here, but how you feeling about quarterbacks, Perry? Red light or green light on Jordan Love and company? And here, I'll do this. We'll also go through the rest of the room. So as it stands on the roster now, there's Jordan Love, Sean Clifford, and Alex Magoo, the prospect out of the United States Football League, played with the Birmingham Stallions and won an MVP there.
Tough one to start off with here. No, I'm kidding. This is obviously a green light. The Packers figured out in the 2023 season that they have their franchise quarterback. He is going to get a massive contract extension come May when they are able to finalize that from the 1 year mark from his last contract extension. Yeah, I think also on top of that, I think Packers fans should feel pretty good about QB2. I thought Sean Clifford, at least in the preseason that we saw, because he obviously didn't play during the regular season, looked like a pretty solid backup. I'm going to derail us like right off the bat and ask you, do you think they bring in another quarterback, at least like as a camp body this offseason? Either they draft someone or they bring in some kind of like someone floating around, a vet in free agency?
I think they're for sure going to draft someone. And I say that because at the combine, Brian Gutekunst made his comments about how they always value competition in the quarterback room and they always like to bring in homegrown talent. So I thought like the idea of a veteran backup made sense last year. But now I definitely see them wanting to acquire some guys. So I certainly think at least one day three pick is going to go to quarterback. And Tua's brother is in this draft class, so that would be kind of a fun little quarterback room addition. But yeah, I agree. 100% green light for the quarterbacks.
Yeah. I was thinking about it because they continuously brought guys in while Rodgers was the franchise quarterback. I mean, even going so far as like drafting guys higher up than maybe you would have wanted. And these are guys who went on to have like, maybe not like full blown starter careers, but I mean, you look at like Matt Hasselbeck and, you know, some names that like you would probably recognize who kind of like rotated in and out of Green Bay. So I think it's just like a Packers way to always bring people into that room, even when you have your guy. Dude.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Yeah, I mean, Hundley was a fifth round pick. Matt Flynn, I think, was like a second.
I think Matt Flynn is actually who I was thinking of.
Not. Yeah, Hasselbeck was the 90s.
Hasselbeck was with
Favre.
Yeah, but he did play in Green Bay.
Flynn was a seventh round pick. Boy, we're getting our quarterback draft years all mixed up. But point being, day three pick going to go likely to the quarterback position.
They will rotate guys in who will go play in other places.
Sean Clifford's going to go be like a phenomenal backup somewhere. But yeah, so I agree with you. Green light. Let's talk about running backs next, because I think that one is where things get really interesting. Obviously, the Packers made the big signing with Josh Jacobs, lost Aaron Jones, brought back AJ Dillon on a team-friendly deal. The rest of that room, Emmanuel Wilson is, I think he signed his tender, so he's back. And then Ellis Merriweather is the other running back on the roster. So reports, of course, that they're kind of high on Emmanuel Wilson. They liked him as a running back too. Brought back AJ Dillon after that report came out. So what do you think for this one? I think this one's tricky.
I mean, I think it's, you have to say green light. They brought in someone who is clearly going to be running back one. They brought back running back two, and they have depth at the running back position. I think it would be pretty hard not to look at this room and say green light, because they have guys at all three of the phases in which you'd want. And I feel pretty confident that they're all going to like be successful. Now, obviously, bringing in a new free agent in Josh Jacobs is going to be a question mark, but he was one of the, you know, top names. He's been a top player in the league. So it's just a matter of like finding that fit in Matt LaFleur's offense. I don't think he's going to be a bust.
Yeah, I'm really excited about Josh Jacobs. It stings from a player perspective because Aaron Jones is just so beloved and he's etched all over the Packers franchise history books. But Josh Jacobs is really explosive. If we're talking about an offense that was ascending, I think he kind of can fill that Aaron Jones role where he unlocks like a second gear for this offense. But I give him a red light solely because we see that position being so injury prone. And I know Josh Jacobs can be a workhorse back. He doesn't really have nagging injuries in his career, but AJ Dillon had the stinger at the end of the year. And just by nature, you're expecting your running backs to miss a couple games in the season. So I don't know if I see them going with a day two pick anymore, like I maybe had thought originally. I guess with Dillon only on a 1-year contract, they might, but I definitely think they'll add at least one or two bodies. So red light, but I don't feel like terrible about it.
I still feel okay about it, but I agree with you that they're going to 100% add to that room before the start of the season. I think it would just be like apt to do that. But this is not a strong draft class for running back either. So it's not going to be one of those years where they, not like the year that they took Aaron Jones, right? Where they took three backs. This is not going to be that, but adding a body, would probably be a smart move.
I almost wonder too if the AJ Dillon, you know, coming back was more insurance because they're not sold on anyone in this draft class. So AJ buys you going into 2025 when the class is expected to be better. And then the Packers can swing like a day two pick and get a guy that they love to pair with Josh Jacobs instead of a guy that they're like, eh, it's okay. So
I think, I mean, it seems that way, like across the league, because the start of free agency was running back, running back, running back, running back. I mean, every team went after the running back in free agency that they wanted. And it was so counterintuitive to the way you think about how running backs are valued these days, and know the contract like terms in like dollar amounts wasn't high. So that aligns with value. But in terms of need, clearly teams are saying, you know, we're going to go after this hole on our roster in free agency because maybe we don't see, you know, the guys coming in from the draft, like being able to carry the load as much as we see the guys who are already in the league being able to do so.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think running back is definitely one of the positions that's easier to acclimate into the NFL. It's not like you hear about tight ends and you can kind of just line up and go. But, you know, we saw a guy struggle early with like pass pro. So there's certainly layers to that adjustment, which Josh Jacobs seems to be good at. AJ Dillon has gotten a lot better at.